Zog the Mishnah, Daf Tzadi, Omer Aleph, towards the bottom. Zov Shecho Shtei Riyos, Shoichten Ola B'Shvi. This sugya, the next Omer, is going to discuss what we had earlier on Daf Samachtes and on Daf Pei. Earlier sugyas, there was a Yisoid in the Gemara that said as follows. Shoichten V'Zorken Al Tomei Sheretz, which meant a Tomei Sheretz, all he has to do is go to the mikveh. At night, he's ready to eat Korban Pesach. When he's Tomei, he can't. But at night, he can eat. During the daytime, all he's lacking is going to the mikveh. So you're allowed to shecht for him. You don't have to physically be there. He's allowed to be part of the chabura and shecht for him, be shechted for him, Korban Pesach, even though currently he can't eat it. But he doesn't have to eat it now. You don't eat it at night. So that was a machlokes if we had shechtim v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz. Why? Because it's roi, just it's lacking one thing. What is it? Going to the mikveh, which he will be eligible for, and at that time, tonight, and at that time, we'll be able to eat the Korban Pesach. Okay, but you eat the Korban Pesach when? At night. So have Shemesh. We'll discuss this whole sugya. Is going to be discussed exactly when, before or after. Tful Yoim, Herev Shemesh, Pechuz Kippurim. But I'm just giving an introduction. We had numerous times, Samach Tes, Daf Pei, Daf Pei Aleph, about... Could you shecht for someone that was a machloikas? Could you shecht for someone now that's going to be roi at night? So now the Mishnah goes to the sugya of Zov and Zova and Nida and Shemeres Yoim, which is as follows. A Zov is an illness. If someone has an emission, but it's an illness, not carry, it's an illness. That I'm all it was. So a Zov that has a Riyah one time, so the halacha is, he's Shoyim Yoim Kineged Yoim. One day, he has to wait and then go to mikveh at night. And then the next day, he can eat karbonis again. Can eat kochim. A zov that has two riyas, consecutive 2 days. So then he has to wait 7 days. No carbon. He has to wait 7 days. So a mela, he can only go to the mikveh then, after seven, and then eat kochim. A zov that sees 3 times, a zov, a male, 3 of these illness emissions in a row, consecutive, so he has to wait 7 days, and he has to bring a carbon on the Shmini. Mamash, a whole carbon on the 8th day. So then he's not eligible until after that Krabbas carbon to eat kochim, which is going to be on the 8th day. So now, if let's say Yudalad, which is Erev Pesach, this man of Shchitza carbon, falls out when Zov Shirosh Shtei Riyos, he saw 2 Riyos, so he has to wait 7 days. But the 7th day falls out when? On Yudalad. So now he's in a regular status of what? That tonight I'll be eligible again? So it's like what we said, Shoichtim V'Zorkin, similar to Al Tomei Sheretz. Because all he's lacking is going to the mikveh. He has to wait. So Zov Shorosh Tegiyas, Shoichtim Ola B'Shvi. On the 7th day falls in Yudalad, you can check. If 7th day falls out in Tezvav, then he's out of the picture, out of the equation. But if the 7th day punkt falls out in Yudalad, then you're not a shecht for him. Rosh Shalosh, if he saw 3, so we said you have to wait for what? For the 8th day for the carbon. So if the 8th day, this man of the carbon falls out in Yudalad, then Shechtin Ola Bishmini Shaloi on his 8th day. If his 8th day falls out in Tezvav, then he's out of the picture. We're talking about if the 8th day falls out on Yudalad. So that's the Gabe Zov. 1 day, 7 days, or 8 days with the carbon. Now, the next case. Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. Shomeres Yoim means Midaraisa, after 7 days of Nidus, there's 11 days of Yemei Taira. Now those 11 days, if you see Dam, then you wait 1 day. If you see 1 day of those 11 days, you wait 1 day. If you see two days consecutive, you also only wait 1 day. It doesn't turn it to 7. If you wait, meaning another day, for that day, following day, Shemez Yoim. If you see 3 times in a row, then you wait 7 days, and the 8th day you have to bring a carbon. So you have to wait for the 8th day. The reason why we are choshed bizman hazeh for neither of 7 days is because we're choshed, meaning we're choshed that you may be a zovek doila. So mele, we wait 7 days. We always wait 7 days. We don't bring a carbon. That's anageya. It's nidus. Only for a zovek brings a carbon. But for that, obviously we don't wait for the 8th. Now, so now let's go back to our Mishnah. Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim. If she's a Shomeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, so that day she's also go to the mikveh. The next day she can eat. So Shoichet Aleha B'Sheni Shelo. the second day, her second day when she's going to be mutter. If that falls on your dalet, you'll have a shecht for her. Ros ha'shnei yom, she saw 2 days, shecht le'a b'shlishi. You shecht on her third day. Her third day is going to be the day that she's going to be mutter at night. She has to have 1 day of cleanliness. V'ha'zova, zova means a zova g'dayla. That saw 3 times consecutive. So then you have to wait for 7 plus carbon. Shecht le'a b'shmini, you shecht on her 8th day. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rav Yudah Merav, Shoichtim v'zorkin al tful yoim. So now the Gemara, Rav Yudah Merav says, Yisrael is a machlokes Rav and Ula. Rav Yudah Merav says, Shoichtim v'zorkin al tful yoim. The tful yoim means went to the mikveh, but he didn't wait for Harav Shemesh yet. He didn't wait for nightfall. You have to wait for Harav Shemesh. Mikveh is in the daytime. All I can need to go is at night in the mikveh. Mikveh by other tutumas are in the daytime, and you wait for Harav Shemesh for the sun to set. So, Shoichtin v'zorkin al tful yoim. All he's lacking is Harav Shemesh. He ran to the mikveh. It's automatic. You don't have to do anything. Just wait for sun to set. You can shecht for him today in your dalad, even though right now he's not eligible yet. He went to the mikveh, but he has to wait for Harav Shemesh, and he's going to eat the Karban Pesach only at night anyways. Umechus Kippurim. Mechus Kippurim means someone who's holding by the time to bring the karbonis. He already went to the mikveh. There was already Harav Shemesh. All he's waiting for the karban to be brought. So on that day that the carbon has to be brought, you're allowed to shecht for him, even though he didn't bring it yet, because at night when you eat the carbon Pesach, there's no problem. However, Zogt Rav, Daf Tzad Yomet Beis, Ve'ein Shoichtin Ve'zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz. This is what I started off the sugi with. We had a machlokes earlier, Daf Samach Tes, Daf Pei, Daf Pei Aleph. If Shoichtin Ve'zorkin Al Tomei Sheretz, Rav holds, Tful Yom, yes, you already went to the mikveh. Mechus Kippurim, yes, you already went to the mikveh, you waited for Rav Shemesh, just missing a carbon. But Tomei Sheretz, no. You know why? Tomei Sheretz are not going to mikveh yet. We'll see the Mishnah. We're going to get to the Mishnah soon, where we're talking about a similar case. Because the Mishnah is talking about we didn't go to the mikveh either. But Rav is differentiates clearly between Tful Yom, Mechus Kippurim, we all did their mice already. He didn't do a carbon yet, but at least he went to the mikveh ready. The Harav Shemesh took place. It's much less of a tumah left over. Versus Tomei Sheretz. Tomei Sheretz is a knappa tumah, a regular tumah. He didn't even go to the mikveh yet. He can't shecht from him yet. At night, I'll go to the mikveh and I'll be able to partake in the Karm Pesach. Right now, ain't shecht the mizorkin. You're mufka from the avoid of Karm Pesach. You have to wait for Pesach Sheni. Ain't shecht the mizorkin al Tomei Sheretz. That's Rav's opinion. So Rashi on the top, you could be going to the mikveh. Lemaisa, he didn't go yet. Ve'ula Omar. Av shoichtin v'zorkin al Tomei Sheretz, not just Tful Yoim, not just Mechus Kippurim, even on Tomei Sheretz, which is lacking the Etzem Maisa. Now the Gemara says, L'Rav, what's the difference between Maishno Tful Yoim? Why is it Tful Yoim? You can shecht for him. He went to the mikveh. Why? You have to wait for Rav Shemesh, the Chazi L'Urta, because he'll be able to partake in the Korban Pesach at night. So Tomei Sheretz Nami Chazi L'Urta. Tomei Sheretz also is Goy L'Urta. Why? After he goes to the mikveh at night, he'll be Goy. And for the Gemara, Mechusa Tvila. He's missing a Maisa Tvila? Zog the Gemara, Tful Yom Naim Mechusa Erev Shemesh. He's missing Erev Shemesh. You have to wait for sun to set. Zog the Gemara, there's a fundamental difference. One is my Maisa, one is automatically the Eibishter. Zog the Gemara, Shimsha Memela Arva. Erev Shemesh takes place automatically. So that's not called the Mechusa Maisa. Frag the Gemara, what are you going to do with Mechusa Kippurim? Mechusa Kippurim, we have to bring the carbon. It's a Maisa. And we say a Shoichtin. Enter the Gemara, Shekina biyodai. He's holding the kinim that you have to bring for the carbon in his hands. He's ready, able and ready. So that's not called Mechusa Maisa. Yes, you need a physical Maisa, but he's mamish holding ot. So that we don't consider, and Mamela Shechtim Zakin Olov. Fact the Gemara, what do you mean biyodai? Thomas Shechaz Amagai Mikvah Lefonov. You go to the local mikvah, it's Lefonov too. What's lacking? Why is Kina biyodai any different? Zakin Olov, there's a difference. Dilma Posha. Here it's my Maisa. Who am I? I'm just a regular guy. So I can be Pasheya. Masheng Ikinim are brought by the Kahanim. Kahanim is Rizim. They're not going to be Posha. Zog Gemara. The Gemara is going to answer that soon. But the Gemara says, no, Dilma Posha. Maybe he won't bring the Kinim. So Gemara, no. Kakoin the Maschinu, Lebezdin. You already gave it over to the Bezdin. Uk the Reb Shammai. Reb Shammai says the Gavaldig Yisoid. Reb Shammai. The Omar Chazoka in Bezin Shal Kahanim Oyim Nimishom At Yichlu Moishe B'Shoifrois. This money was in the Shoifrois for the Kinim, for the elders, etc. So they did not finish the day until all the monies that was already given over were finished. So mainly you know for sure it will be done. Guaranteed. They're going to do their job. And that's a chiddush that they don't have to know exactly who they're doing it for, but that's this chiddush over here that they bring it without knowing specifically for which lady. Ula Rav. Now the Gemara goes back to Rav. So we had a machlokes, Rav and Ula. Rav says, Shechet Nevizok until Yom Chuzipurim. Yes. Sheretz not. Ula says,
yes,
even Shechet Nevizok until Yom Sheretz. Frek the Gemara. Ula Rav mid Raisa Michzi Chazi. We're saying now that Be'etzim, it's only because Dilma Pasha. What's the fundamental, what's the final difference that we came out in the last Gemara? Why ain't Shechet Nevizok until Yom Sheretz going to Rav? We asked Ma'ish Shlomi Tful Yom. The difference is, both are mechusa ma'isa, mechusa pum, but also mechusa ma'isa. Teretz is, here we're worried that you might be pasheya, and here you're not going to be pasheya because you already gave over to the Kahanim. So the whole reason is only Dilma Pasha Dikadin. That means this is the Rabbonah Dikadzeira. Midaraisa, lo'ilum, it comes out according to this Avonah, the Gemara, Shoek Nevezokana Tomesheretz. Nor of us, it's a gzeira that you make Dilma Pasha. So if it comes up midaraisa, you bet some shoekhet, ulerav midaraisa michzi chozi, the Rabbonah Dikadzeira. If that's the case, Aloma Omar Rav, we had a Gemara in Daf Pei that said, if you have Mechza al Mechza, the only time you do, Klal Yisrael brings Pesach Betuma, if you have Roiv Yisrael, that are Tomei Meis. Let's, oh, so what does Rav say in the Gemara in Daf Pei? If you have exactly 50-50 to the T, Rav Shita is, Metamin Echman B'Sheretz. You take a Sheretz, you put it in someone's back without his knowledge, but no one's going to volunteer to leave. The Gemara said, maybe go to Derech Chayka. Who's going to pack his bag and leave? So what do you do? Is you metame a person b'sheretz. Now, being metame a person b'sheretz, supposedly we understood the Gemara to mean, is now it makes it 51% Tomei and 49% Tar. So Melech Baba Tumah. Well, if you say Tomei Sheretz is not considered Tomei Midaraisa, because it's considered Be'etzim Shekhti Mizorkin, then how did you just tip the scale? You didn't tip any scale. You didn't do anything with the Raisa that puts him in the category of Tomei. Tomei Sheretz is Shechtim is Okim with the Raisa. Gemal de Gekasha. Frag de Gemorre. Alo mama Rav. Metamen ech ben Besheretz. Elo le Rav. Mit der Raisa nami loy choz. Oh, so frag de Gemorre. U le Rav mit der Raisa mich sich chozi. Der Rabbanu de Gozubei. Alo mama Rav. Metamen ech ben Besheretz. How can you do that? That's not going to tip the scale. Elo zog de Gemorre. You have to change what we just made an assumption. L'rav midoraisa nami loichozi. A tomei sheretz is not pshat as a gezeirah d'rabbanan to l'pasha. When Rav says ein shochtin, it's a deraisa d'kadin. He's mamish like a tomei meis. Ein shochtin mizorkin. You know how we know tomei sheretz in shochtin mizorkin? Ayla meisa, all he's lacking is the meisa mikvah. Why is it in mechuz kipurim? The chesivit says in the pasuk, ish ki et tomei lenefesh. The pasha of tomei lenefesh or b'derech choyka that they have to make pesach sheni. It says, Ish ki etome le nefesh, mile askinen, aren't we talking about etome nefesh, shechal shvi shel aliyahs be'er pesach? We're talking about all types of tome meis, right? Tome nefesh. It could be a tome nefesh that has 7 more days to go, and when it comes, you're dalad, so obviously he has to wait for pesach sheni. You can have a tome meis, tome le nefesh, that's holding on the 7th day. Your dalad is the 7th day. So what's he lacking? He's only lacking the mikveh. So oy bazoy, the Eifa Paraduma, but he's only lacking Be'etzim, he's going to be royal at night. So Mila Yaskino, when it says in the Torah, Tomel and Nefesh has to wait for Pesach Sheni, we're talking about also the Shvi, we're not excluding Shvi. So Mila Yaskino, Shchal Shvi, Shal Aliyos Be'er Pesach, that's mamish like Tumah Sheretz. Now it doesn't mean it's the Chomer of Tumah of Tumah Sheretz, but it means it's the same status what you're waiting for, like Tumah Sheretz. That means at night he'll be able to. And yet he is pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So Tomei Sheretz is the same status. When the Torah says, Ish ki etome lenefesh, you have to wait for Pesach Sheni, it includes Tomei Sheretz. How do I know that? Midaraisa. Because it includes the Tomei Meis, B'Shvi Shaloi, which is exact same matzav right now, like a Tomei Sheretz. V'omrachmona nitchi. That is what the Gemara proves. That Tomei Sheretz to Rav is the Raisa. And then it shims now the Gemara earlier that we said, you take a Sheretz, you metam him to tip the scale. Frag the Gemara. Mechuz Kippurim is ready since he already went to the mikveh. And he already waited for Erev Shemesh. So over here we say Shekhti Mizarkin, because there's much more Klisha Tumah. A Tomei Sheretz is a real Tomei. He's not Tomei. So Gemara before differentiated between mice, and we said this also a mice, and we said this mice was given over. Now we're saying no. Here you're tar.
You went to the mikveh, you waited for Erev Shemesh. Yes, you still have to wait Mechutz Kippurim. But that's much more of a klisha, so over there you attack a shechna v'zarkin. And the maises b'chal not tolu yami, it's telling someone else. Mashekin over here, were you tomei? Tomei Shel says, tomei, we didn't even go to the mikveh yet. That's mamish like tomei meis midaraisa. Zog the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to ask a question similar to what you're asking. Frag the Gemara. V'chi teima mi mai da hachi sova lo ki Reb Yitzchak. Maybe the pasuk is not talking about the seventh day. Yes, I can hear a svara talking about all tomei meis, but maybe it's talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and not the seventh, because the seventh is be'etzim roi that night, and that Torah is not talking about that type of tomei meis. That's your kasha in Chanami. But I'm just saying the muskel rishon of the Gemara was not to say that because he's a tomei meis. B'chitem emai dehochi sovalo emimai dehochi, and to the Gemara sovalo k'rab Yitzchak. The Omar, Tomei Meis Mitzvah. Tomei Meis Mitzvah Hoyu. The original time of this Pasuk, there were Tomei Meis on the Shvi. You know how I know that? The Gemara is being arrived from a Pasuk. That's why I was asking you a Kasha. It's a good Kasha. But we see from the Gemara now has to prove it from a Pasuk. Zog the Gemara, V'chitem imai dahochi sovla k'reb Yitzchak d'Omar, Tomei Meis Mitzvah Hoyu, Shechal Shvi Shlen Liyos Be'er Pesach. The Pasuk is talking about the seventh day. You know why? Shenemar, V'lo yochlu l'asa Pesach b'yoy mahu. We're medayak in the word b'yoy mahu. B'yoy mahu deni yichon l'asois. That day they couldn't. But the next day, theoretically, they would have been able to because they're holding the seventh day. Avalamochi yichon l'asois. So we see the Pasuk by Pesach Mitzrayim, what took place then, was b'shvi shalem. And yet the Torah says, wait for Pesach Sheni. So Melu Hu Adin Tomei Sheretz, we're saying now, come to Rav, is Nichlam Adirais in this Pasuk, because it's like the Tomei Meis b'shvi shalem. V'omer Achmona, because it says, b'yoy mahu, dafka that day, mashmer the following day, you would be able to. V'omer Achmona, nitchu. So Adkan, we have a Machloikas, Rav and Ula, Elom Deshe Machloikas, in Shoichtim V'zorkin, al Tomei Sheretz anat. Zog the Gemara Tanan. Zov, now let's go back to our Mishnah. Zov shiroh shtei riyos. We said if a zov saw two riyos, he has to wait 7 days. A zov, not a zov. A zov only has to wait by zov gedoyla for a korban. But a zov has to wait 7 days. Not a korban, 7 days. When he's three times, then he has to bring a korban too on the eighth. Zov shiroh shtei riyos shoichten lo b'shvi. We said in our Mishnah that if the seventh day of his falls out in Yudalev, shoichten b'zokin olov, my love, the loy tovil. We're talking about that he didn't go to the mikveh yet. We're making an assumption now. The Gemara is going to discuss this assumption. But we're making an assumption right now that he did not go to the mikveh yet. That means he's on the seventh day. All he's doing is lacking the mikveh. And the night he'll be able to. So, my love, the loy tovil. Ushmami no, he's clearly a raya. Shoichtim v'zorkin al-Tomei Sheretz. Because the Tomei Sheretz, what's a Tomei Sheretz? I'm Tomei, I'm lacking the mikveh. Well, the Mishnah says, Shoichtim v'zorkin al-Zov b'shvi shaloi means before he went to the mikveh. So, we see Shoichtim v'zorkin, even though he's lacking the ma'aseh mikveh. Your assumption is wrong. Your anoch is wrong. The tovil, we're talking about the zov b'shvishle, he went to the mikveh, but he's lacking the hair of shemesh. And that's the chiddush is, shechtim v'zarkin, because it's in the daytime. He went to the mikveh in the daytime, hair of shemesh is when it turns evening. So at that time, he is lacking the mice, he's lacking the automatic hair of shemesh. And that's a chiddush. Zokmah loy the tovil. Zokmah eat a tovil, my kamashalon. What's a chiddush? Poshet, obviously, it's automatic. So come on, Kamashlon, the Maisen, what are you right now? What's your status? You're Tomei. Well, Kamashlon, the Avgav, the Mchus, Erev Shemesh. Kamashlon, the Shimshim, Memela, Alva. It's Memela. So come on, I'll bring you a proof that we're talking about that he already went to the mikveh. Why? Hochanam is Tavra. Midiktoni Sefer. Let's go back to our Mishnah. What does the Sefer of our Mishnah say? Rosh Olej Rios. If the man saw three times, then he has to wait for the eighth. With the carbon, shoich the nola b'shmini. If Yudalit falls on the eighth, you'll have a shecht for him. Iyamet b'shlom azov shirosh teriyas shoich the nola b'shvi the tovil. If we're talking about the teriyas, the reish is talking about that he went to the mikveh and he's waiting for Erev Shemesh. So now we understand we need the chiddush in the eighth. Itzrich. Why? Salkadat chemini. You might think rosh teriyas b'shvi hudloy mechusa ma'isa. When you saw two riyas on the shvi after the mikveh, you're not missing any mices. All you got to do is wait for Erev Shemesh. So maybe in such a case, Shechtim Mizarkin. Aval, you need a special chiddush now in the Sefer. Aval, Shro, Sholoish, Bishmini, the Mechusa Maisa. Yes, it's after the Mikvah and Erev Shemesh. But at the end of the day, Mechusa Maisa Vakrova. Yes, he gave over the Kabbalah. But the Maisa, Mechusa Maisa. So maybe Mechusa Maisa is Mechusa Kapora Loi. You wouldn't say that Shechtim Mizarkin Olav. Kamashloi need an additional chiddush, not just by when you went to the mikveh, but even if you're still mechusa ma'isa, you went to the mikveh and have shemesh, but you're mechusa ma'isa of kapora, of karbonis. Kamashloi, even then, shech the mizarkin. The avgav the mechusa kapora, shech the mizarkin alvei. Eli yamig drosh teiriyas b'shvi. If we're talking about, the race is talking about drosh teiriyas b'shvi. The loy tovil, he did not go to the mikveh yet. If he did not go to the mikveh yet, so then we're missing a ma'isa of tefillah. So rosh sholish b'shmini lomali. What if you tell me Yechidish, when he went to the mikveh, there was hair of shemesh, and there's lacking a ma'isa of akrovis karbonis. If you can even shaykh din v'zakim and you're lacking a ma'isa of mikveh, you need to tell me you're lacking a ma'isa of akrovis karbonis, which is after mikveh, which is much more klisha to tuma. So hashti yesh loy ma'rosh teiriyas b'shvi. The loy tovil. He didn't go to the mikveh yet. The tome ma'al yuhu. He's a regular tome. Still shachtin v'zakim and alvei. So rosh sholish b'shmini. When he saw three times b'shmini on his eighth day in Yudalad, the tovilei b'shvi, he already went to the mikvah on the seventh. The klisha tumah, tumah is much fracher now. Like kol shekain the shachtina v'zakin alei, you need to tell me this. El alav shemami no rosh teiri is b'shvi. The shachtina alvei is talking about the tovil, and that's what you need a special chiddush, even in the case of the sefer where you mechusa ma'isa. So ibazoi, it's a clear raya the tovil, meaning we want to bring a raya before that shachtina is al shvi. It's talking about the loy tovil and shmami no shechem is talking about tomei sheretz and the gemara is matchen. No, we're talking about the tovil and there is no raya shechem is talking about tomei sheretz because tomei sheretz is a maisa. So we bring a raya now that it's clearly that we're talking about the tovil and we're talking about the tovil. So then there's no raya to shechem is talking about tomei sheretz because that's the lacking of maisa. Zok the gemara. No, lav shmami no rosh teish riyas b'shvi de shachtin alei de tovil. Zok mo no raya loy loy lem eim aloch de loy tovil. So we ask, what's a chiddush? What do you need to save it to tell me when you're lacking a carbon? If you already went to the mikveh, not if you're lacking a mikveh, you're shachtin. Kosh kam you're lacking a carbon after the mikveh. Zok mo loy lem eim aloch de loy tovil. Zok mo loy lem eim aloch de loy tovil. You did not go to the mikveh. So if you didn't go to the mikveh, what's a chiddush in the sefer? Ve'itzich sakdat chamini b'shvi u de biyod letakin. This up to me. I can go to the mikveh. It's my doing. I go and go into the mikveh. It's my doing. So then it's not considered that ma'isa yeshech demizarkin. Alva b'shmini de'en b'yod alahakiv carbon. I can't bring the carbon. I'm reliant on the kohanim. If I'm reliant on someone else, that's not called b'yodoi. Even though there's reason. But it's not me. So that's a chiddush. Eim a pashi b'kohanim, maybe don't be pashaya. Kumashon ki Rav Shamei. Rav Shamei on the top of the Omid, we said, Chazok ein bezen shakanim oim nemishom ha-chichlu moishah b'shoifroiz. So Mela, that's taka the Chiddush. Not just something that's totally in me, you need the Sefer. So lo'olam we're talking about, the Loi Tovil. But there's no raya if Shechtim is talking about Tom Shetz, because you can be matched. Talking about Tom Loi Tovil, so this is not going to shed any light on the machloikas if Shechtim is talking about Tom Shetz. We want to bring a raya that if it's Loi Tovil, Shechtim is talking about Tom Shetz, which is the same status, you still need a mikvah. The Gemara is matched at the end, you can be matched one way or the other. Now the Gemara continues to the next part of the Mishnah. Hazava. Hazava, we said, Hazava Ketana, one day Shemel is Yom Keneged Yom, 2 days Yom Keneged Yom, 3 days, 7 days, 8th day of carbon. So if the Zovak Daila, if the 8th day falls in Yudalad, Shechtim Vizorkin. Zogma Tony Tanaka made a Rav Adam Rava. Vahazov Shechtim Le Beshvi Shalot. You can Shechtim her 7th. Oma, that's talking about a Zovak Daila. Oma Lei Zovak Beshvi Shalot Michazia. She's not going the 7th day. I feel the man, Oma Shechtim Vizorkin Atomi Sheretz. Even if you're going to say Yeshechtim Vizorkin Atomi Sheretz, he's worried that night. Hani Mili Tomi Sheretz, a Chazi Lewuta. Ho at the mocher the masya kapora lechazia, she has to bring a carbon on the 8th day. What do you mean she's shechted on the 7th? That's incorrect. Even if Tomei Sheretz chotch at night, here it's not at night. You have to wait for the next morning. Emo, you have to change the girsa. Zokmor emo, when it says that zava shechted mizarkin, it means bishmini on the 8th day you shechted mizarkin. Fact the more pshita, what's a chiddush? Obviously, all you do is you have to bring a carbon. What's the added chiddush in the zava on the 8th? Maritim, you might think, Kevin the Mechas Rapora, Loi, Komashalon again, Kirav Shamei. That says that, Ein Bezen Shakahanim, they don't finish until they are Messiahim, Achichlu Moisha Beshoifroi. So it's a done deal. Ravina Omar, another Teretz. We'll see now in a second about Nida. That's Gemara right now. You're talking about between Zova and Zov Gdoil and a Zov that saw three times.
Zov and Zova.
And both of them have to wait for carbon.
The mission is saying the same thing.
You're right. But now let's see, like Abenida. You're asking a good question. You're saying, what's the added chiddush by a zava bishmini versus a zav two when he saw and he has to bring a carbon when it's three consecutive days? Ravina Omar nida tonne kame. The chiddush in the zava is talking about nida, not a zava. Nida don't bring a carbon. And nida indeed is the seventh day. There's no carbon. Omalei nida b'shvi michazia. It's still different. All tumas we said you go to the mikveh in the daytime and you wait for erev shemesh. Nida you have to go dafka at night. Omalei nida b'shvi michazia. It's not roi the shvi. Afilu ma'adom ha'shechet v'zok na'tom ha'sheretz. Even if you can go, I give it to you that yeshechet v'zok na'tom ha'sheretz. The chazi le'urta. It's roi at night. But nida le'urta the shvi who the tavla. Nida only goes to the mikveh on the seventh at night. At Shmini, and you have to wait at the Shmini, the of the Erev Shemesh, Loichazia. For Kabonis, you have to wait for Erev Shemesh. So, Ibazoi, you have to wait for Erev Shemesh the next day, after you went to the mikveh the seventh at night. You have to wait for the sun to set the following day. Ela Eima, you have to be Gurus, and need the Bishmini. So, Gemara, Pshita, what's a Chiddush? Vahashta. Uma Zovah, the Mechazi Kapora. A Zovah that needs a carbon. Shech the Mizak and Leb Shmini, need the Le Mechazi Kapora. We don't need a carbon. Tzricha Le Meimah, need to tell me, the Shechtin of Zakinan Allah, that you shecht on the Shmini where there's no carbon even, or that you shecht on the Shvi and you wait for the next day? Zak the Gemara, that's talking about the Shmini, what's the Chiddush? No carbon, Bichlal. Zak Gemara, it's Richa, there's a Chiddush in Nida. Hakam Ashvalon, Bishmini in, Bishvi Loi, Dafka Bishmini. Why? Kretanya. Kol chavit, like we said, kol chavit tefilas tefilas and b'yoyim. All chavit tefilas do in the daytime, and you wait for Erev Shemesh. Neither of your ledes tefilas and b'laylo. The Tanya yochate tevelas me b'yoyim. You might think she's tevelas me b'yoyim like all other tumas. Talmud loyma shivas yomim tehei benidosa. Tehei benidosa kol shiva v'yoledes ishkas nida. She has to be benidosa kol shiva, and the tefilas only at night. So Mela, and with Makish, you let us to Nida, like it says in the Pasuk, Kimei Nidvas Dvosa Titome, Titmo. So Mela, over here we learn out, Kimei Nidvas Dvosa Titmo, that you let us like a Nida. But the Chiddush is that it's different than all Chavitvilas, and that's when you need a special Chiddush by Nida. Stop over here by the Mishnah.